If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Palace Pages.
All right. So this is Palace Pages.
Hola.
Hello.
It's Ariana Stevenson, player of Selena, and Caleb Schoep, player of Dan. And I am your friendly neighborhood game master. I will be running Palace Pages for you today. I'm pulling up our devotion right this second.
Friendly neighborhood game master.
Comes.
That's true. Well, he doesn't really have anything else to call him.
Here we go. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Sealed and receiving the Holy Spirit, two things that change everything. 2 Corinthians 1:22 says, "Who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge." There will be no going back, no undoing, no invasive species to spoil the precious insides of us. We are free because he did it. We are internally under construction, but with actual good materials, not junk. Plus, we know this because we can sense the Holy Spirit presence. We are not alone in here. We are not without certainty. We are safe from spiritual harm of the worst kinds. It is a truly grace-filled and glorious thing that God has done. And that concludes our devotional. And we already prayed, so you missed it because we forgot to turn the recorder off.
But you can still always pray at home.
You can always pray. God likes it when we pray. Okay.
Jesus, God bless this lovely game. Amen.
All right, there we go.
Now they got the heel prayer.
It was hot.
In the quiet office.
With just candles burning.
With three gummy bears and a dice and a Pokemon card.
He's representing the stuff in the room.
Actually, I was over next to...
Yeah, he was right next to her. I was on the other side of the room.
This is so good.
I was on the other side, and I just got back to my left. Dramatic music?
Why?
Because she's going to pull something right out of the box.
Okay. So she has pulled out from
she's
behind...
She's going to pull your friendly neighborhood game master out of the box.
That was
funny. Time to get in character. Okay. She sets the box on the table. You notice that it appears to be made of a dark brown, almost black, shiny wood. So it's very neat and professional, kind of advanced maybe, and the edges are very pristine, and there's just a little bit of marbling in the color of the wood so that the wood is polished and almost kind of looks like stone. But it is definitely wood. You're pretty sure anyway. The box has a slight opening on the top, and there is a faint glow arising from it even before she opens the box. As she opens the box, the top flaps fold out, making the box deeper. A faint bluish-purple hue arises from the box and changes the color of her face in the dimly lit room. How far away are you standing as she opens the box?
I'm on the other side of the desk. Ariana is standing, like, at the corner.
So you're over here?
Yes.
And she's right there.
Because I was standing on the other side.
All right. You're the blue gummy bear.
Yes, perhaps our gummy bears, a Pokemon card, and a dice.
Dice.
At least today. We have miniatures, but we didn't break them up. Okay. So, she peeks inside the box as if she's afraid to reach in. And then she motions for Selena to step forward. Where Dan is standing, you would not be able to see in the box, even leaning, unless you crawl up onto the desk.
I step forward.
I'll walk around.
Okay. So, the same way?
I'll walk up the other side.
Okay. All right. By the time he reaches there, you have already looked into the box. And what you see... emitting a faint bluish-purple glow... is an egg.
An egg? Oh, that egg is a lot bigger than the box.
Use it's a little prop. Imagination.
It's a prop. The survive.
It's really a theater of the mind game, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It's huge.
That egg is not in conjunction, or not in comparison to the Pokemon card desk, but in comparison to real life, that is about the size of the egg that is in the actual box.
Ah!
So it is a prop of the correct size. What I've just placed on the table is a scaled blue and purple, kind of luminescent. It sort of like reflects the light in the room. Plastic, apparently plastic, egg, or fiber filament, or something like that. Okay. She says, as you are looking down on it, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Ah!
Wait, how did you guys get involved in all this anyway?
We saved somebody?
Yeah.
Was about to die?
She was...
And Smythe sent you to me?
She was struck by a poison knife and we saved her from multiple bad guys and brought her back. And then we found out about everything and they decided not to erase our memory or kill us until allow us to come here.
So we have been a part of the guild for a while.
What are you, like, adventurers?
No, palace pages.
Palace pages?
Yes. Yeah.
Like royal family servants, like from the palace? Or from
we're here for the retreat.
But we have another master, as we call him, that we follow.
Nobody else knows about him.
He groans. Divided loyalty are never good. And now it appears you have at least three if you're working with us.
So far.
Well, we're just trying to do good.
Oh, that's okay, all so. Our master wants us to do, mainly. He gives us places to do it.
I believe this egg is, or at least can be, the source of much good. However, the person who contracted me to retrieve it, store it, and deliver it to her is now no longer available, probably dead.
Who was it?
So, do you have contacts in the retreat?
No. I mean, we have a lot of people in there that we can talk to.
But that's what a contact is.
We don't have... I thought you said contact to get into the retreat.
No. So, like who? Who could you talk to?
Well, ever since an incident with Lightning, the princess has slightly shown favor to me, so I am on her good side.
Princess Angela?
Yes.
Yes. She sent me out to take a message during a storm, me and my friend, brought her to the stables, and I was struck by lightning, and ever since then, she has been very favorable to me.
I'm just on her good side because that's
I've heard rumors about that incident. So that was you, huh?
Yep.
Can you prove it somehow?
Yes. Your stuff is... Some of your stuff is fried in the room.
I've got a scar under my hair from it.
Let me see.
Okay.
Are you sure with the scar?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm also proof. I watched her get resurrected.
The only foreseeable way for me to remove the heat from the guild is to get rid of this. Because it's probable that my employer was killed in pursuit of it, I can safely assume that those who are trying to get it are at least of ill repute, if not
they won't expect
evil.
They won't expect
Would you consider taking the egg to the retreat and turning it over to the princess to do with as she pleases?
Yes. I can put it in my bag if you
want. I can get you out of the city. Can you get into the retreat tonight?
No, we would have to come back in the morning.
I mean, not sure that's true. Out of the city is more of a problem than into the retreat.
Oh.
You think if you go to the gate, and if that, there would be some process, but you'd be identified, you might get a reprimand for being out so late, but you're probably going to get that anyway.
But so that's
you think you probably could get in.
Yeah. We could get in.
What's a reprimand, Daddy?
Right, right up. What do they call them in school when you get in trouble? Put your initials down.
Check mark.
A check mark.
They're called write-ups in our school.
Yeah, they're probably going to write up. Which is probably going to happen anyway, because you stayed out all night.
Well, we get write-ups on our bus. Anyway.
We call them Swiss during school.
That was absolutely delicious.
That was.
So, if I get you out of the city, you could take the egg into the retreat and possibly to the princess.
Yes.
Tonight. Is she even in retreat? Is she there? You know that she was there when you left. That's how you know.
When we
left, should be, yes.
When we left, she was there. So unless she has travelers we have not heard about, she should be.
But we might not be able to get to her tonight, though.
I trust that you pass word a note, for example, that you have received this item. She will want to receive it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Is it possible to hatch?
It is due to hatch this season. That's all I know. No one knows when. It is not fragile like a normal egg. It does seem to have some, exert some influence over anyone that touches it. So you would be wise not to.
What influence do you mean?
Mind control.
So
greed. Treachery.
Okay. So just keep it in the box.
I don't think you'll be able to travel in the box. I have a leather satchel. Something like that would probably work.
I'll carry the leather satchel weapon in it.
Yeah, that would be more better.
I don't see that there could be a better choice for messengers to carry the egg, because both of you being an elven are somewhat magical in nature yourself.
I'm not supposed to stop at the store, though, so I can get my drink that Jason said we didn't drink last night without me knowing.
Okay, now you just said that on the recording. That's... Okay. Anyway, stuff happens, right? So she produces a leather satchel from a nearby wardrobe. She brings over the satchel. She uses a silk cloth on the table. It's just about 10 inches by 10 inches. And she gently lays the cloth over the egg. She lifts it up with relative ease and places it in the leather satchel. She then flips the latch of the leather satchel closed and then extends the leather satchel towards Selena.
Quick,
we'll get
out of here. Quick,
I can
get out of the dress clothes.
Why does that matter to you right now? I put the satchel on.
Okay.
All right.
I do have some cloth fragments if I would need to remove it.
Very well. Give me a moment while I fetch one of my agents. You can remain here, and I will have them make arrangements for you to leave the mansion discreetly, and we have a couple of different ways that we can get you across the wall or under it. So we'll make those arrangements. Are you ready to go home? Ready to go back to the retreat?
I would say, but our weapons and our clothes are still in the carriage waiting outside with my...
Okay, well, I will send an agent to get those things for you and take time here to change if you think that's good. I don't really think you're in the right clothes to escape over the wall just now anyway.
I would say.
Perhaps after all of this is said and done, you will come back again another time to partake in one of my festive occasions.
Tomorrow. Might be fun.
Nothing scheduled tomorrow. The next one is... next Thursday.
Okay.
It's a little over a week from now.
Hi.
If we are still here.
Okay. All right, so she leaves the room to go find a contact. The two of you are in the room, room alone. You could do a variety of things, such as like search drawers or things like that if you wanted to, but you would be potentially stealing from someone who is a friend. That's up to you.
I'm more curious about the secret passage. I don't want to go in there.
I mean, it was open enough. You did go into it briefly before they called you back and said, no more.
No more questions.
I think I'm good. That was really delicious, though. Thank you.
All good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Josh.
Anyway, so you did see it, and you know that it kind of like had a lot of bends and turns and stuff like that.
But, I'll go over to the door, the secret passage, and I'll open it again.
Dan!
So, I mean, looking at it, roll a d6 to see if you can figure out how it opens first. You haven't actually opened it yet.
Stop fiddling with that.
Okay, yeah, so you can see pretty clearly how it opens. But before you actually open it, she says, stop dealing with that.
No, I
don't. It's not smart. We don't even have our weapons.
I do. I have a sword and a dagger.
What about your armor?
I'm not going to go in. I'm going to go in, but I'm not going to get myself in combat.
Say that until he jumps out at you. Close the door.
I'll be fine.
No.
If he's waiting there, then he's waiting there.
To kill you.
I can take him out.
Get out. You can take him. What about me? I don't have a single weapon.
Just stay here.
What if he comes into the room?
I have a knife. Self-defense. Actually, the only knife I have is the one with the frog and a dagger.
I'm not very good at that.
You'll survive. I'll go again.
Dan!
Okay. So he's approaching the door as if to open it. Have you stayed behind the desk this whole time, or have you come out?
No, I came over there while I was arguing with him.
Okay.
The company days.
She seems more than incredulous. Mom's phone.
What's incredulous mean?
Like you don't think it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Did you leave it out there?
Might be on the table in the office.
Out by the computer.
Got it.
Oh, got it. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
I will take the dagger out that you jammed there and open it.
Okay. Right, so you open the secret door, and both of you can roll for surprise.
Oh, dang. He was waiting
there. Dan, if I die, it's all your fault.
Five. I'm not surprised. He's just sitting there.
Two.
Okay, so as you open the door, there is a rush of cool air that comes through, and it almost kind of feels like outside air, even though you know there's no obvious outside place anywhere nearby inside there. And it takes you aback, like, you're, whoa, what's going on? But there's no one there.
So that was a surprise?
That's what happens.
She's surprised. I'm not.
Play the game. In character.
Layla, you're fine.
Basically, you just kind of like moved to the side and ducked down because you thought something was happening, but nothing happened.
It's just air.
Close the door. It might be connected to the outside, which means you're allowing literally anything to come in here right now.
I will draw my short sword and I would go in a little bit to the corner that I was at.
Alright. It's only like 4 feet. Steps inside. You do see that there is a passage that runs directly along the wall to the right. And then as you step in like 4 feet, you can see that this straight passage, albeit a little left, right, kind of down, goes about 30 feet. And you can see there are four other exits, two to the left and two to the right. It goes left, right, going away from you, and then dead ends at
all. Did you say there's a lantern on the, like two lanterns on the desk?
Yes, there are lanterns.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn around and go grab a lantern and then go back to the intersection area.
Okay. So you walk back out to the desk. While you are at the desk, it's been maybe like 3 or 4 minutes since she left, the door to the room opens.
Oh.
You see an elderly woman dressed like a maid, a black dress and white apron that comes up to her top of her neck, and salt and pepper hair. Probably quite charming in her youth. She's probably now in her late 50s. And she strolls in and says, the mistress would like you to follow. What are you doing?
Dan.
Is that a secret door?
No.
Okay.
Shut it. It's not my fault.
Shut. Very well. Follow me.
Alright.
Yeah, follow me.
Okay. So you leave the office, and instead of turning toward... Instead of turning toward the dance, or the ball, basically, she turns you to the left. You pass a working kitchen where they're preparing a lot of food. Pass a room with a half dozen guards sitting around a table. Lanterns are lighting the hallways. You go to the end of that hall, take a right. So now the kitchen is on your right. And you notice to the left, two rooms that look like larders. They have hanging roofs and barrels of stuff. So there's a lot of storage, basically. And then you pass a few rooms that have closed doors. One of the closed doors has a symbol on it It's one on the left. It has a symbol on it. Neither of you recognize. It looks like a rune, like a magical rune, basically.
Uh-huh.
And neither one of you use magical runes. Okay? And then it dead ends into a mud room, which is about a 5-foot by 6-foot room with a stone floor.
It
has...
Right?
No, not yet. Stone walls that go up... The stone goes up to about 4 feet, but then after that, it's paneling. Okay? And when you arrive in that mud room, you see that your belongings from the carriage are there. Okay? And then she escorts you to that room, and then she says, wait here briefly. Okay? And then she turns around and heads back down the hallway. Are you doing anything in particular?
I was not expecting her to come in.
You say that out loud? Okay.
So.
I was not expecting you to be dumb.
Hey, it's not dumb if you're curious.
It's dumb. It's dumb,
I could
have
easily protected myself.
You're
I might have been able to do that
you
better.
You are way overconfident, Dan. You are way overconfident.
I still have her dagger. I might have to give that back to her.
You're not going to give it back to her, are you?
I'm going to. I'll give it back to her if I see her. If I don't, I'll just give it to Smite.
Okay.
Because I kind of panicked.
So you stand in a little mudroom. Your voice is echoing off the walls, talking about the dagger.
I still want to know what's in there.
That kind of thing.
Now right. I'm curious.
Okay. Both of you roll a d20.
Oh, hey, look. Hopefully 13. High numbers are good. 19.
13.
How did I get a 19?
What is Selena's wisdom? I'm sharp for that, but it's fine.
She dropped hers.
17.
Okay. Alright. So you guys are standing like face to face. Your equipment is behind Selena against the wall. There's not a lot of it anyway. You're traveling pretty light.
So like and, armor?
Yep. And then straight down the hallway, back the way you came toward the office, you see the woman is walking back that way. And then she reaches an intersection, and then you see her, like, it's almost like somebody grabs her and pulls her to the right off the hallway. But she didn't look like she was intending to go that way. She was swept off her feet in that direction.
I will quickly put on all my armor and start running that way.
So it's plate mail, right?
Yeah. So no, it's padded. Banded, sorry.
Okay, so it takes about 4 minutes. It's not quickly.
That's fine.
Okay.
I need that.
All right, so he's starting to put his armor on. What are you doing? If you help him, you can do it in half the time. Which you've probably done it before.
So, help the arm with someone that takes 2 minutes.
Or you do something else. What do I do?
Grab your staff.
Of course I grab my staff. And my braces were under my dress sleeves.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go and make sure they don't get away.
Alright.
So I'm going to charge after.
Okay. You run off down the hallway, and she leaves it. You're probably like 1 minute into putting your armor off.
Yeah.
Strip your shirt off. Padding underneath, and put the band on top.
Strip off!
I was just gonna put my clothes on underneath.
Yeah, so you can have dress pants on under your armor instead of your normal breeches.
I'll survive!
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you dash down the hallway. As you dash down the hallway, you notice that the satchel is flapping a little bit against you, so you kind of got to hold it so it doesn't bounce up and down as you run.
Yeah, I do.
This is a new arrangement for you.
Still wearing a dress.
Okay. You reach the intersection where she disappeared at, and you see that there's a door on either side, to the right and to the left. They're basically opposite each other. And then about 10 feet down is another intersection that goes right or left, and you hear the sound of a door closing in that direction. You do not see her.
2 minutes.
Let's see. You see, like, a kerchief, like a bit of cloth, laying on the floor about halfway down the hallway.
Was it a cloth I've seen before?
No. It looks like the kind of thing she might have had in her pocket.
I'm just waiting for me to put all my armor so I can run.
I'm going to pick it up and then...
Wait, see
if I'm going to pick it up.
The only sound you heard down here at all was the door closing, which this hallway goes straight to a dead end, and then the hallway goes right or left, and you think the sound maybe came from the left, but you're not positive until you get there.
So you don't want to wait, so you don't get yourself killed, because you don't let me do that all the time.
Shh.
How long has it been? How close would Dan be to him?
Maybe close to halfway.
I'm checking if the door is locked.
If there's any open
The two doors.
Doors
that are there, or the one down that you think you heard shut?
The one I think I heard shut.
Okay, so you pass the two doors there, go to the corner, look right and left. To the right, the hallway goes about 8 feet and then dead ends at a window, and there's a statue of what appears to be like maybe a gnome. It's a shortish, it's a little short. How tall are you?
What does it say?
You really shouldn't know how tall you are. You've been playing this character for like 2 years.
I'm 4'7", so you're.
I do think I'm 4 something, but I don't know where it is.
That's the HT.
Is it?
HTWT?
Yeah, height and weight.
Ow! Bloody. 4'7".
Oh, so we're both 4'7".
4'7".
I don't know what UN is, but anyway, 4'7". Okay. So the statue is shorter than you are. It's about 4 foot, or 4'2", something like that. But it is on a pedestal, so it almost comes up to be head high with you. And it appears to be, the statue appears to be of a traveler. He's got a satchel. He has a backpack. He has a staff in one hand that's not much taller than he is, so it's really a short staff. And boots that are a little oversized or like fluffy boots, that kind of thing. And he appears to be hiking. In the statue. But anyway, so there's no way it could be in that direction. So you look in the other direction. And then on that section of the hallway to the right, there is a door. And then after that, it goes another 10 feet or so to an intersection. So if you heard a door close over here, you're almost positive that's the door.
Okay.
So you're going to that door and checking to see if it's locked? Okay. As you go check, so now it's been between 2 and 3 minutes since you left Dan in the mudroom. And as you go to check the door opens and you are face to face with what can only be described as a ruffian. He's probably 5'6", kind of bulky looking, has a short scraggly haircut, scar on his face, pudgy nose, and in his hand he has what looks to be a cudgel.
It's a cudgel?
It's like a club with knobs on it. It's used for knocking people out, basically. Okay? And so you may roll for surprise, because you were not expecting that.
No, I was not expecting him to be right in front of the door!
Well, he basically opened it before you could.
Yeah, do
it. Who is my D6?
Here.
Let's make this go quicker. 5!
Can I have
so you are not surprised.
5.
He's surprised.
He is surprised. He'll have one segment of surprise.
Oh!
Alright, so you can roll initiative. We're in a first surprise segment.
Oh, we need this back now.
Yeah, just let me use this until you get done putting it on one.
What happened to your D6?
I don't know!
I'll find it right here.
Okay, anyway. So he's surprised, so what do you do? Missile fire first and then melee. 1 second. So you could use a druid spell, you could attack him. What do you want to do? The door opens inward, so it's essentially behind him. So reshutting the door in his face is not an option.
I'm hilarious.
Open, close.
He opens it, you slam it right back in his face.
What if I just run?
So you're surprised, so you would get away with no problem. But
is there anyone else around that could help me?
There's no one else in the hallway. You did see guards. So do you have navigation or direction sense?
I have navigation.
I have direction sense.
Do you have
it? I'm
new. I do.
Okay. So this corner that's just past this door. And there's a left turn. You think that's the same main hallway that you came down that leads past the guard room and the kitchen. Which means the guards are only like 40 feet away.
I'm going to run past the guard room.
Okay. Run past. So you're just going to go to the corner and turn.
If he chases me, I'll stop.
Okay. Alright. So you turn and run while he's still surprised. You run to the corner, you turn left, and sure enough, you can see this is a really long hallway that leads down toward the ballroom. and you see a waiter with a big tray down there, seen from behind as he's walking toward the ballroom. Okay. And then you run that way, and very quickly you do hear footsteps, so you realize he is chasing you.
I'm gonna go to the guard's room. Like, go in the guard room.
My dad.
No, I will tell you when you're done.
Alright.
It was 4 or 5 minutes to put it on. She was at the door at 2 to 3, and a surprise segment is only 6 seconds long.
Oh.
So you're not even to 3 minutes. She's at 3 minutes as she is heading down that way.
6 seconds is a surprise segment?
Yeah, a surprise segment is 6 seconds.
In real life, it feels so good, but that's because...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's pretty much like a whoa, and then I'm after you now.
Basically.
Run to the guard room and slam the door.
I'm going in the guard room. I'm going into the guard room. I don't care if they yell at me. You're nice food to be in here, little girl. He's trying to kill me. He's not supposed to be in here. Okay. He's trying to kill me.
So you hear the sounds of the kitchen preparing food and working and that kind of thing. And you run past that door to the kitchen, and you arrive at the door to the guard room. It is open. You see the guards inside. There are 6 of them sitting around the table. They all seem to be pretty relaxed, but they do have their arms and armor. Looking back... he is maybe 20 feet behind you at most. So, if you stop at the door, he'll be here in a blink of an eye.
And the door is open, so I'm just gonna run in there.
Okay, so you run into the guard room. The guards, begin to react. See how surprised they are.
All surprised. Oh, come on!
You're useless!
That was a little girl, though.
Okay, 2 of the 6 of them are surprised.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
And they react, the other 4 react, jumping up and more looking at you. They're not, jumping into combat or trying to get weapons to attack you or anything.
He's chasing me! He's chasing me!
So you say he's chasing me?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then the ruffian dude with the cudgel, arrives at the door right behind you. It's a square room with a round table, chairs around the table, and the guards are all kind of standing around the table.
Yeah, I'm gonna, run, kind of follow into the room.
That's just gonna, run around the other side of the table behind them?
Yeah.
Okay. And so,
Kind of next to the table. So at least I'm not right in front of them.
So they, in preparation for the coming ruse, he barrels into the room and steps up basically facing the table, and he's looking at you, glowering. His eyes kind of have the white parts of his eyes have a little bit of a yellow tint to them, jaundice. And he looks very muscular, he's lightly armored, and he has the cudgel in hand, and he's smiling sinister, and he's missing a couple front teeth. And then the guards have all gotten up, and now they begin to move to draw their weapons, and as they do so, the guard on the left side shuts the door behind him. Basically, so he can't get away. Okay? At which point in time, you may roll initiative.
Yay!
We are still in surprise segments.
At least it's 7 versus 1 now. I still don't have my D.
I gave you one.
Oh, yeah. 4. Oh, there's a skull on this one. Is this still a D6?
Anything that has 6 sides is a D6. It just might have different pictures. The skull is the 1, I think. Look on the other side of it. Yep, the skull is the 1. In other words, that's not what you want to roll most of the time.
She rolled a 4.
Okay, so we're in missile fire. The guards have no missile fire, and the ruffian has no missile fire. Do you have any missile fire?
Check your spells.
I've got a 7-2. Wait.
You do not have it ready.
I have a +1 in initiative, don't I?
What is your dex?
16.
Oh, yeah, so you're going missiles. But we're in missile fire, and you're the only one who can possibly have missile fire. So the question is, are you doing a spell, throwing something or whatever in missile fire? That's the question.
So my answer.
But this is the question I ask every time. What's the ground made of?
Wood.
Great.
You're indoors.
You could predict weather.
That's what I'm doing.
Like, it's no potion. It's no poison.
So, no.
I can predict what the stone do for soul poison. I'm just going to shoot my sling at him.
At this point, you'd be getting it ready because you weren't running with a sling in your hand.
Oops.
It'll take you 2 seconds to ready it. You only picked up your staff, and you probably don't have it on you. You're still in your dress clothes.
There are
flagons, like heavy mugs on the table. There are chairs. There are cards and poker chips. There's a candle in the middle of the table.
Can I throw a chair at him?
In theory, it's not a very good weapon, but it's better than nothing.
What about a mug? Is that better or worse?
It's more throwable. But they're both improvised.
I'm going to throw the mug right at his face.
Okay, so you snatch a mug off the table and throw it at him, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so roll a d20 to hit.
Don't hit one of the guards.
I'm next to the guards. How would I hit them? 10.
Okay.
Unless I throw it behind me.
So he puts his hand up and the mug hits off his arm and the drink sloshes out of it or whatever, but then the mug just kind of flies off in the side direction. If it hurt him, it wasn't much. Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view. And we're in Melee.
I should have thrown the chair.
You might be throwing the chair in Melee, probably, actually, because it takes more time to grab up a chair than it does to grab a mug. So, anyway, No,
bite me here. Just let chair go flying by the guard's face. Huh?
Draws it forward, smash it the guard's face. Oopsies.
You should do this, Ari. Thong.
Okay. Melee 9. 8. 7. Six. Okay. In six, he takes a swing of the cudgel at one of the surprise guys. He hits. And the guy basically slams to the side, bounces off the table, goes to the floor, and does not get back up.
Probably knocked out. I did say it's meant to knock him to the left.
Or hit knocked out. I'm upstairs, I can't stop. The whole double.
Okay, that was in six.
He's got a surprise.
In five, two of the guards have grabbed daggers, and they step toward him and attack. One hits. And it's clear that he's wearing, like, armor under his clothes. The armor is penetrated. There's a slash mark there. He kind of jumps back and probably avoided the worst of it, but he definitely got hit. Okay? That was in five. Four. You notice that the other two guards...
Oh, I'm six.
Okay, so four.
What?
Obviously, you have your staff, and you can pretty much reach across the table with it. So you could try to hit him from your side of the table.
I'm gonna try to hit him.
Okay. Roll to hit.
20.
That's cool.
That's a miss. Okay, so he knocks it aside with his club.
Hopefully,
you're
going to knock out your hand.
Yeah, that would suck. Then I'd have to stick to throwing chairs.
Why is that your backup? Throwing chairs.
Because it's fun.
Also, just like a nice stretch.
Okay, the other two guards, as I was saying, are drawing their short swords, and so they will not be acting yet. And then, so you got two with daggers that are attacking him, two with short swords that are still kind of behind the table where you are, and he gets a second attack, and then that ends the round.
Right? But he is going to take out, or attempt to take out one of the guys with daggers. He hits.
Yeah.
But the guy is not knocked unconscious. Okay. And yet he still spins to the side. He actually breaks a chair. It crushes under his weight. And then he goes down and also does not get back up.
The god?
I say does go unconscious.
Now we're down to four gods.
Okay. Alright. That ends that surprise segment. There is another. So we're still in surprise. And then after this surprise segment, you're actually totally dressed and ready to leave the mudroom. Okay. Surprise segment, roll initiative.
One! I'm in two. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm switching it to two just so that I know.
Also, all the guards got six for initiative. But the problem is two of them are still drawing their short swords. So. Okay. The dagger guard goes first. Attempts to slice him with the dagger and misses. He will return fire and attempt to hit the dagger guard with the cudgel. And hits.
You guys are only helpful for extra dragon.
And he takes the blow to the face. And down he goes.
He's okay. Killing guards.
So there are no more, probably more knocking them out than killing them.
There's a bugger.
Anyway, so both the dagger guys are down. The two short swordsmen are still drawing their short swords, and then there's yourself, and there's the one surprise guy. That's it.
He's still sitting in a chair?
I can throw a dagger.
No, he's getting up off the floor. He fell over backwards out of his chair when he was trying to.
Throw a gummy bear.
Okay. So we're at yours. You can attempt to staff him if you wish. Do you want to hit him with the staff?
Can I throw a chair at him?
Yes, that's an option.
I want to throw a chair at him.
Okay, so you pick up a chair from nearby. What is your strength?
12.
Okay, plenty strong enough to throw a chair. You pick up a chair from nearby, you throw it. It will actually be thrown at the end of the round. It'll hit him at the end of the round, or potentially.
Hopefully.
So he shoves the other surprised guard that's on his side of the table, rather than hitting him with the cudgel, and basically shoves him down onto the floor. He's not unconscious. He's, like, gasping in shock, but he's not unconscious. Okay, and then the chair. So you need to roll a percentile dice, and you're looking for a high number.
I had to remember what those are. Is it?
Yep.
23.
That's not a very high number. Okay. The chair bounces off the table in front of him, and it does hit him for 1 point of damage plus your strength bonus, which you only have 0 strength bonus. So it does a point of damage, but it's not.
I don't get a strength bonus either.
Not particularly devastating shot.
Okay.
But now the chair is kind of in his space, so he does have to kind of slough it off before he can do much else.
Okay. He slowed him down.
That ends the surprise segment. Okay, you are ready to go in the mudroom. You know that she went down the hall and ran to the right, the direction that the woman was taken.
I would run down the hall and I'm yelling, Selena!
Okay, so you run yelling, Selena. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Four.
And then do you have a dex bonus?
No.
Okay. So you run to the corner yelling Selena, you do not see her, you turn right, and you go down, and there's a T-intersection, you see the statue to the right, you see a single door to the right, and the door is open. So are you going to check it?
I'll go to the door, I'll just peek in.
Okay, well, as soon as you step up in front of the door, you can see that you see the maid's body, either she's unconscious or dead, there's quite a bit of blood on the floor around, she may be bleeding to death.
I'll run in and check on her.
It's only a temporary room, so you dash in. Yes, she is unconscious and bleeding to death.
I would pass her wounds.
Okay, are you going to use healing on her?
Yes.
Okay, roll a d20.
Oh, hey, like, that's not good. 8.
Page is good.
Oh, it's good. That's lovely.
Healing is always slow. All skills are equal low. Or less.
Okay.
And so your wisdom is what? 13, so you have a 15 or less on healing. Okay. So you do, and then roll a d3. Yep. Nice. One point. All right, so you have stabilized her. She does not come back to unconsciousness. She has a nasty gash on her neck below her ear, and you bandaged it and like that, but you realize she's going to need more help than first aid in order to be up and moving again.
Is she not bleeding? Is she at least bleeding out still?
No, you stopped her bleeding pretty much.
I would turn around and run out of the room.
Okay.
And go to the near, like, because, but I know where the guards are.
So, you saw the guards on the way there before. You also realize that there's no reason she was going toward the statue, so you almost have to turn right.
I would go towards
her. Okay. You turn right, you enter the hallway, you see, looking down to the left, you see the kitchen. You know there's a guard chamber down there. Probably not the direction that Selena went because she was pursuing the other guy. Unlikely that he went down there. However, this woman needs help, so...
I would go to the guard room.
Okay, so you're heading toward the guard room. All right, I'll let you know when you get there. All right, back in the room. Surprise segment 3. Roll initiative.
That's surprise.
Yep. Roll initiative.
6, 7.
Okay. I guess at the end of this surprise segment, the two guards drawing their short swords will have them out. Okay, and... Okay, so you have missile fire, if you choose missile fire, or you're an initiative. So you're first no matter what. If you had missile fire, you could do missile fire and melee, but...
Mug.
Didn't think you get your sling, unfortunately.
Well, then the chair counts as...
No, it doesn't really, because you have to pick it up. Grabbing a chair counts as melee. Throwing it would count as missile fire. So you grab it this segment, throw it next segment, that would be missile fire. Mm. If you grab and throw it this turn, then that's melee. The mug could be missile fire because you can snatch up and throw something almost in one motion.
Do I have my dagger on me?
I would say yes. You have your staff and your dagger.
I still have my dagger.
I'm still yelling Selena, by the way.
Do I hear it?
Not yet. Okay. So you're throwing your dagger at him. So rolled hit.
D20. Hey, you got the dagger on you?
Mm-hmm. The one you gave me. 16.
Okay.
The pink and purple marble one.
Alright, so that's going to hit. So daggers are D4.
I'm trying to
run.
Okay. So he is struck by the dagger.
How has she done the most damage?
They're not hitting him yet. Okay. Alright, and then we start with theirs. So he is first, and he is going to try to hit the remain. Wait.
It's just a two swordsman and her.
Two swordsmen and the surprise guy. So he's going to come after one of the swordsmen. So he is around your side of the table now, but the swordsman is between you and him and pretty much has his sword out. And the guy with the cudgel missed. Alright? But the swordsman can't attack until the end of the segment. The other one. Alright, so then the cudgel guy's going to go again. And he missed again.
She said you're supposed to be good at fighting towards the guy.
Okay. Did you actually say that in character? Okay, then please
I
don't do that.
I think that.
Okay. I think you're supposed to be good at fighting. Alright, got it. Okay.
I'm gonna say, if they skip a whole other section again, I'm gonna say it out loud.
You're supposed to be gone.
Yeah, they're slicing at each other and missing. Alright, come to the, he took his two attacks, we come to the end of the segment, and the first short sword guy is going to attack him, and he'll hit. Okay, so he slashes him across his armor. It's not a really strong hit, but it does slice through his armor again, so he's got two nasty armor slices now. Can't find it. This will work.
We'll go.
Okay. And then the other short swordman steps over and also attacks him. And missed. Alright. That's the end of the surprise segments. So now we're going to actual rounds. You have two short swordsmen defending you, and the guy who got up off the floor is now drawing his short sword.
Yeah.
Okay. So short swords can be drawn and used in the same segment. The two that are with you already have their swords, or same round. The two that are with you already have their short swords out and will be attacking him. He'll be drawing your short sword and attack him at the end of the round. Roll your initiative. 3 guards.
7.
That's good.
Yep. Okay, so you have initiative. What do you want to do?
You probably know what I wanted to do.
Basically, you have a couple options. You could hide, sit under the table and hide from the combat. You could run away around the table in the opposite direction that he came from while the swordsmen have him tied up. Probably could even get to the door, you think he could. Or you can attack him. That's pretty much your options. Or you could yell, like, encouragement. Come on, you can get him!
Like
or some other alternative force of action. What do you want to do?
You tell me to get him, fight! I don't know.
It's your initiative. Decide now. What do you want to do?
So, where's the door?
10-foot by 10-foot room. Round table in the middle. The door is on the opposite side of the table from you.
Where's the dude at?
He came around the table this way. So this is you. What is this, the guards?
No, it's the round table.
Okay, let's put them together then. What is this?
Part of the table. This is the dude.
No, he came around this way. There's your D6, by the way.
No.
He's on the table the whole time. The guards are here, blocking him from getting to you at the moment. The guard who was surprised is over here. The door is right there closed.
I'm going to the door.
Okay. It is more around the table than that. It's a bigger table than that. Alright. So the bottom line is you're going to run around the table, try to get the door, and roll a dex check.
Don't trip and fall.
He's free to stay.
Yes, there are two, three unconscious guys, 3 or 4 chairs.
Yay.
All right, so you kind of have to hop, skip, and jump around the unconscious guys and the chair, but you started at what, 7? All right, so by in segment 4, you will reach the door. Okay, so in segment 6, he goes. I think he's going to deal with what's in front of him. All right, so he's going to attack one of the short swordsmen. And he'll hit.
I'm going to go find Dan.
And the guy goes down. So there's one short swordsman and one who's drawing his short sword. The guy who already had his short sword out attacks him. And misses. Okay. The second cudgel attack on the other short swordman, so this guy's gone, basically. Here. Blah.
He dead?
Here we go. Blah. 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 They're laying all over the place now.
Oh.
You need one more standing
These two are guards, right?
Yeah.
Was there one guy and another guard?
There's one guy facing off with him.
And then I'm reaching the door.
And then there's one more guy. See a unicorn, I guess.
Wait, there were 6, right? There were six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is the bad guy.
Oh.
That's not there.
Oh, because that's where you put the guy that was getting up off the ground.
Now he's over here.
Oh, he made it.
Nice.
He drew his short sword. He's about to attack. The end of the segment.
He's a unicorn.
He can't stand up. He's a very lopsided unicorn. Okay. All right. Anyway, at the end of the round... Oh, wait, the cudgel guy was... Did I do him on the next short sword? I did not. Okay, no. The short sword guy attacked him and missed. The cudgel guy is attacking the short sword back, and he'll hit. Uh-oh.
Oh, come on! None of you guys have shields?
Yep, and down he goes.
None of you guys have shields?
No, they don't have shields. The guard is not nice.
That's true. This is going to be end up facing.
All right, so this is the guy who was originally surprised. He steps up and attacks him with a short sword.
Hit.
By now, you've made it to the door. He missed. After one. Okay. All right, so you make it to the door, and you open the door, and run out into the hallway, right?
Yeah, I'm going to find him.
Okay. So as you step out of the hallway, you're headed that way. You're passing by the turn to go down to the mudroom now, and you see she steps out of the hallway, and she looks flustered, like...
I'll turn that way.
Sweaty and activated, basically.
I'll turn that way.
Do I see Dan?
Yep, you see him charging this way.
If you're so confident you can fight, here's your chance.
Yeah!
So you're charging into the room? You're charging into the room?
Yes.
Okay. You cannot draw your short sword while charging through the doorway. You walk through the doorway first.
I come in right after Dan.
Okay.
The short sword in the hand.
So Dan, me.
Mace sees all the guards. What the heck happened? Makes sense.
Okay.
That 12-year-old kid comes up. Yeah!
It is a new round. So, you're coming in after Dan. Right? So, roll initiative with a minus one on initiative. Okay?
At four.
Roll initiative. The fastest you can move is four. Because you said you're coming in after he goes in. Decks, but yeah, so four. All right, so she waits for you to step in the room, and then she steps in with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna step up next to him.
We both go four.
Right. And got a cudgel guy and a short sword guy. Cudgel guy goes in seven. Short sword guy goes in six.
Let them both fight first.
Can okay. I step up next to
cudgel guy? Can't do anything until your initiative, basically.
Okay.
Cudgel guy hits.
Oh.
Might be the end of the guards. Yep, sure enough, down he goes.
If I end up defeating him and the guards can't, I'm gonna be mad. He's such a gummy bear.
If you end up dying in this room, I think you'd probably be even more disappointed, irritated, whatever.
I switch him a gummy
bear. Hold on, I gotta hit the button. Here's the button. Ah.
No.
Okay. Alright, and then he actually has an action left. So he turns and charges toward Dan.
Tripping over that button.
Okay. Let's see if he trips himself up.
I would be laughing
if he trips himself. He does not.
Okay, so he charges over there. So you are drawing your short sword. You will not be able to actually attack him with it until the end of the round.
And I don't have my shield. Do I completely forget about that?
No shield?
No!
Okay. No shield parry.
I was too busy trying to go figure out where Slino went.
All these people with no shield, alright? And so,
Hey,
he charges up with a cudgel.
I have a sword.
I can block with his
sword. Not until you have it out. You're in the process of drawing it currently.
Oh,
and he'll miss you.
Okay.
So he misses with that attack. And you have the sword out, and you can now attack him with your sword if you wish. What is Selena doing during this time? You want to attack him with your staff?
Yes.
Okay, so nine is a miss. I saw the nine. You rolled the dice.
I know.
All right. And roll it.
I missed.
20.
I just rolled.
The staff.
Miss.
Is all four. Okay. So both of you swing at him. Basically,
I was talking to her.
Basically, he parries the... Once I tell you to roll, the next dice roll you roll is your dice roll. That's the way it works. Okay. Anyway.
I missed.
Okay.
It was funny.
You'll have more opportunities. You're swinging at each other. Whipping pretty badly. And that ends the round. So, initiative?
There were six guards.
Good initiative.
Let's see how many guards are standing.
Oh, one is not a good initiative.
No.
Zero?
No, it's not. Okay, he's in five. No. What, zero, when does Selena move? When is your initiative?
I dropped like 12.
Seven.
You go first.
Why?
You may attack.
I did just get here. I'm probably out of breath. That's why I'm moving slow. I blame it on that.
Okay. Don't tell your master that. He'll make you run more. Roll the hit. Come on. You're making this take too long. You're supposed to be role-playing. It's a tense moment.
20.
Nice.
Don't tell his master what.
Roll a d6. Okay, so you got two. You don't have a strength bonus or anything, right? Is it a special staff of any kind?
It's just a black staff.
Okay, and you don't have a strength bonus, correct? So you did two. All right. So you hit him for two. So I'll find the staff smack button. It's going to be a staff smack button somewhere. Let me see what this sounds like. Oh, that's a miss, actually.
Yeah, I did it.
Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go. All right, you hit him. All right, then he returns fire going next, and he will target Dan.
He wants to stronger people.
And he hits with a natural 20.
Ow.
Here we go. Could be it.
Oh, no.
No. So you are struck for 11 points.
I am down to 24.
Okay.
That is.
And you are kind of shoved to the side, but you're still
standing. Which way? That way or that way?
Toward me. And then Dan's turn. And then he has a second attack yet.
Yeah, I just go.
Missed, right?
Yeah, I got an 8.
Yeah. Okay, and then he is taking his second attack, and he is going on Dan again.
Oh, stop!
And he rolled a 19 this time.
You're mean.
He's hot on the dice. Bad guys are doing well.
Yeah!
He did not knock you out. And he hit for 11 again. And that ends the round, and we go to a new initiative.
Let's go!
Good timing. Yes, however, he has 8.
Oh, this is not fun.
Ariana, did you roll initiative?
No, go after her!
Damn!
You.
Focus on
the points. 2. Ariana, roll. Oh, you got a 2.
2.
Okay, alright, he attacks Dan. He hits again!
Stop it! Ow!
He did not knock you out.
Stop!
Why is that? Hit him in the head.
11 and 12. 34.
Oh, hey, look.
What are you at?
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
What's your maximum?
35.
Well, then you're at 1.
I'm at 1.
You can pretend to be unconscious.
No.
You're going to at least try to hit him once before he puts you down? Okay. Alright, and then it's both you guys.
I want to hit him with a sack.
Probably would be good.
Well, can I hit him with a... I'm going to hit him with a
sack. Is that another crappy roll?
9.
Yeah.
Can I just grab my potion and drink it real quick?
That is an action you can take, assuming you survive his next attack.
I'll fall out and be like,
you have a healing potion?
I'll fall out.
That's a hit. You might get something.
Knock him that way.
That's better. Okay, so he is hit hard with the staff. He's still there. Let's see.
I have a potion. So, Grandpa. Potion, talk about it. The potion turns me into a puff of smoke. I can just get in his face. It wouldn't help me myself.
Then he couldn't see and I could hit him in the
In theory, he can't cudgel you as a puff of smoke, so.
I could help and I could blind hit him.
Well, I hit him.
No, I do attack once. I'm just gonna fall over and be like unconscious. Good night.
No, just the potion.
Okay. So in segment 3, you see, like, he looks past you and he looks at the door behind the two of you. Okay?
You want out? If you want out, you can go.
At which point in time you hear a male voice from the door say, "Sleep!" And you see him go, and his eyes roll over the back of his head and he falls down on the floor. And you both turn to look and see Smythe standing in the doorway.
The guy's second fighting.
The comment is fine. All the laughing is not in character, right?
The god's second fighting.
If you're laughing because of what you said, you have to say, "My character doesn't laugh," or otherwise your character's giggling like a little schoolgirl at 100 years old.
Mikey took this.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he steps past the two of you and he says, "Too many questions. Use the side door. I'll take care of this. He'll only be out for a second."
What about... Wait, what's her name again?
The maid. I'm gonna go run towards the maid.
Who?
The one
you're talking about.
The one who gave me the egg.
What about her?
I'm asking Snipes about her.
What about her? She's back at the party.
No, she was knocked out with the knife.
No, that was the maid.
Oh, never mind. There's a...
I'll get the maid.
I don't know about the maid, never mind. I said nothing.
Yeah, you
You probably did, because you could have seen her behind him when he was in the doorway.
Well, she immediately turned around and ran, so... Might have.
Yeah, maybe you didn't see him. But anyway, the point is, you can tell him about it, and he'll make sure somebody gets her. He's telling you to run, basically.
I'll run.
You have to stay and deal with inquiries from constables and everything else. You'll be here for hours.
Yeah, let's go. I'll run.
Okay.
Then I'll run towards the maid.
As you're about to step out the door, he says, Dan.
Yeah?
Get your shield.
Okay.
Okay. And then you turn and run toward the mudroom. Okay? At the mudroom, you snatch up the rest of your equipment, and then you are, you exit the, side door, and there is a carriage there waiting for you. And when you climb into the carriage, you see that you're not alone. There is a woman in the carriage. She's probably in her late 20s, human, fair-skinned, and she has almost silver hair.
Can you do healing?
And it's long. Her hair is long and straight. And she does wear a holy symbol of Apollo, who's a god of healing and music. And she has a lute sitting next to her on the seat.
I'm just so slow. Hey, I didn't grab my shield on purpose because I was trying to go make sure she wasn't in danger.
Yeah, sorry. It's good role playing.
The way that he said, go grab my shield.
Dan, go grab my shield.
Now I'm thinking I should have done that.
I understand her. Pretty beat up after facing a guy with a cudgel, so it's pretty obvious that you needed the shield. Okay,
He killed them. He knocked out all the guards. It's not my fault.
Both of you roll a d20 for me, if you would.
It's not my fault! 11.
I rolled a 16. Then I dropped the dice.
Doesn't matter, you didn't hear anything. Huh? It doesn't matter, you didn't hear anything. Alright, so as you're exiting into the carriage, Selena hears somewhere nearby, can't be more than 50 or 60 yards away, the howl of a wolf. And then you're into the carriage and you've closed the door.
How far?
Maybe 50, 60 yards. You would think it would have to be on the grounds of the mansion.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
She raised her eyebrows slightly. I did.
It's gotta be only 5 or 6 yards away. It can't be far.
50 or 60.
50 or 60 yards away.
5 or 6 yards is like 15 feet.
Can't be far.
I didn't hear anything.
There was a howl of a wolf. It's gotta be on the ground.
The second one now that she pointed out, you heard it. Okay?
I wanna go do something stupid.
No. You're not fighting a wolf.
Alright. She says, I will tend your wounds en route. And she bangs on the wall of the carriage. And the carriage surges forward.
Wait. Before we leave...
The carriage surges forward.
Oh, dang it. There's somebody that there's a maid in there that's about to die.
They will find her.
Okay.
Okay. As the carriage pulls around the back of the mansion, past the carriage house, and then out onto the main driveway back to the street, to the side you see guards from the mansion. There's one of them already on the ground, and there are four fighting with short swords versus what can only be described as two creatures that are like half wolf, half man, like in between being a wolf and being a person, standing up but furry. Okay. Meanwhile, she is tending your wounds, which she does so successfully.
Are they nice?
No.
Doesn't look like it. Okay, and you will get back 5 points.
They spent 6.
What?
They spent 6. I'll be fine. 6 HP.
Oh, put you at 6, yeah.
Yeah,
you're hoping not to have to fight anymore right now. You just...
After, I really want to go help those guards. But at the same time, I don't want to at the same time. I'm going to go help. I don't. Those ones seem better fighting than the ones in the... Those ones seem better fighting than the ones in there. Start chasing the carriage. I'm going to end up fighting. Okay.
She looks out the window of the carriage back in the direction of the howling. At that point, the carriage breaks out the main gate, turns onto the road,
and the driver applies the whip, and the carriage is moving fast. Like, you can hear the wind whistling past the windows, and the
they start chasing.
Shades are shaking slightly.
I'm going to swing them.
I'm going to shoot them the boat. They start chasing us.
She says, let us imagine that introductions are in order. My name's Fien, and you are?
Dan.
Pure-blooded elven?
Yes.
High or gray?
Is it on here?
Which is high or gray, man?
Well, my social class is low.
There are two kinds of elves. I believe you're high elf. Just say hi.
Hi.
Okay. There's probably more than two, but there are two common kinds. Anyway, she says, the two of you are not native to Low Moon, are you?
No.
Slumming with the humans, I see.
Just so I can become a knight. But I'm leaving.
It's an interesting aspiration for a young elf. You mean to become a knight in the order of humans, like knights as humans are knights, not knights as elves are knights?
Yes, because I was set as a palace page.
I heard as much. I am supposed to assist you in getting across the wall.
Yeah.
I will do so, and I will keep you safe while you're in my charge. She looks at you.
I don't get
it. You didn't give your name.
Selena.
A pleasure. Fien, it'll take us about 45 minutes to get to where I plan to let you through. Once you're outside, you'll have an hour walk back to the retreat.
So we don't get our horses from the mansion?
No, I guess not.
But a mule.
Pigeon.
I would imagine you'll have to get them tomorrow in the daylight. Getting a horse and a mule through a wall is a lot harder than getting people through.
That's true. I wonder if I can come back midday. I wonder if I can come back during the morning before recreation, so we have to go to breakfast.
Are you just thinking about that?
No, I'll say that out loud.
Tomorrow will tell.
Yeah.
Be grateful that you're surviving.
Yeah,
Van. Like,
quiet.
You're quiet.
So what would have happened if you didn't decide to run after her?
Why are we fighting about this now?
Because we don't know if Smythe is okay or not.
He's fine.
That's true.
I suggest you rest.
You can just put him to sleep. Okay, good night.
Can I regenerate my spells?
No, I let you sleep for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. I'm sleepy anyway.
Okay. The wheels of the carriage roll down the gravel streets of Southern Miss Cove. You rest, and so you miss most of the journey. By the time...
Wake up in a wolf's in the cage.
By the time the carriage seems to just be kind of plodding along, which is maybe 20 minutes, half an hour after leaving the estate, you feel calm. Tired, a little beat up, but calm. Dan is more beat up than...
A little? Sorry,
obviously. Okay, you hear the man say, from above, who's driving the carriage. He knocks on the wall of the carriage. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Carriage ahead.
What's that mean?
Coming the other way.
How is that? It has been.
Drive on. Act like nothing's out of the ordinary.
Scarcely.
Yes, m'lady. Okay. As you hear the carriage coming from the other direction, and it's getting close, it would be possible to, like, peek out the window and look and see what it looks like or who it is, if you want.
And I just want, like, this much area so they don't see me.
Okay. Roll a dex check. See just exactly how stealthy you are, peeking.
11.
Pretty stealthy.
Not at all. 6.
That is stealthy. Remember, dex checks are low.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing you've got to roll high on is to hits or saving throws.
Everything I'm stealthy. I'm more stealthy than her.
Only if your dex was higher or whatever. See, you made your dex by 15, you made it by 9, and you made your dex by 5. So, yes, you're contested, you're stealthier. But also remember, I roll. That way you don't really know if you made the roll or not.
Yeah.
So, don't, unless you should know the outcome. Okay? Anyway, as you, as the carriage goes by, you look out, peek out the windows trying to be discreet, and you see that the shade in the door of the carriage on the, that's passing in the opposite direction is up. And you see, a woman with raven black hair and sort of a pointy nose and fair skin, looking out the window at the carriage. But what's particularly interesting is on the door of the carriage, there is embossed the head of a wolf. So it's like carved on the door. Okay.
First we see wolves, now we see that. What's going on?
All right, and then the carriage continues on, and she says, "See anything?"
There's a
wolf head carved into a door.
Yeah. And a lady with black hair continues.
I think we may be getting to the bottom of our difficulty. There is a cult clan worships the bestial god Ophulgrim, whose form is as of that of a wolfman, and they will intentionally infect themselves with lycanthropy, making themselves stronger in their human forms, harder to hurt, and then very strong and dangerous when they're in their half-man, half-wolf form.
That's lycanthropy.
It is the disease that turns a person into a wolf or a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
You usually turn at a full moon or in volatile situations. But even if they're not turned into a wolf, they become more powerful just by having the disease.
That doesn't make sense. Most people are weaker when they're
diseases. Well, arguably they are weaker, but they are more powerful to fight. It's a little bit like being drunk, but more like without any choice.
Control themselves?
Can they do what to themselves?
Control themselves as a werewolf?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Do you think those people back there, those two people that we saw that looked like wolves, were infected with the disease?
Probably.
And possibly the one we fought?
If they were Ophulgrim worshippers, then all the worshippers of any status are infected. Some have more control over when they turn, others do not.
Is it a full moon?
No. Oh. Nearly, but no.
I have a feeling full moon shows and make them stronger.
If it's probably nearly, it might be a full moon tomorrow, which is going to be a big problem.
Okay, she bangs on the carriage. How long? A few minutes, m'lady. The wall is in sight. Gather your belongings. I'll slip you through the wall.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
I will remain for a few minutes in case you run into trouble. You can come back across if you have to, and I'll help you. But once I'm gone, you're on your own.
Okay.
You both look a little haggard. Gotta be okay for the walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should be fine.
Countryside Purple. Between here and there is full of...
I pull out one of my four apples.
Ne'er-do-wells, brigands, and...
Apple?
Ooh.
Now we're both eating an apple.
She says, if you don't mind, I'm going to cast a healing spell on you.
I don't mind. She's done that more times than I can remember now.
Right? Remember me tomorrow. Okay. So she casts a spell. You're serious. Oh, one got away.
Dan probably remembers the name. I already forgot.
Fiend.
What?
Fiend. Woo, nice. 17 points. One off max. No, wait. Yeah, 17. 15 plus 2 is 17. Simple math.
So simple math.
You get 17 back. So we're now, what were you at?
6 plus 17.
23.
Okay.
Dose trace, except not. Okay, anyway, the carriage rolls to a stop. There is a gentle breeze blowing, and you realize that you are kind of in a corner of town that is pretty deserted. There's no buildings here. It's on the edge of a graveyard, and the ground doesn't have graves in it. So it's like a space that is open for future graves. And it's pretty big, like 100 yards by 60 yards. Pretty good size.
Lots of people die.
And the carriage is pulled up next to the wall for the graveyard. And then as the three of you get out, you can see that just about 20 feet away is the wall to the city. So the wall of the graveyard butts up against the edge. And she says, we'll approach the wall here and I'll let you through.
Don't die.
She looks at Selena and she says, you have the package? After everything we've been through, I don't suppose I need to implore you to ensure it does not fall into the wrong hands.
I, like, pat on the statue.
I like feel the stone.
No, not feeling it's dead. I just kind of, like, I'm showing how I have it.
Okay. So the three of you walk to the wall. You have all your personal belongings plus the extra fancy clothes that were purchased for you and the Duchess's dagger, which you never returned.
Oops.
But you threw your dagger and didn't get it back.
I'll take it.
We'll get it tomorrow.
I take it.
Smythe will probably pick it up and give it to us tomorrow. So okay. I come back down.
Anyway, the horses fidget a little bit. The carriage driver stays atop the carriage. She walks with you as far as the wall. Standing at the wall, she looks around, surveys the area, makes sure there's nobody nearby. There is a low ditch that runs along the side of the road. So you've got the wall of the graveyard, the wall of the city, which is 30 feet high, and then you've got the road, basically it dead ends at the wall there. And then off the road, there's like an area where it looks like people have turned around, like they came down and turned around to go back out. So it's downtrodden pretty bad, but right there as well, there's a ditch that runs along the road and there's deep shadows in the ditch. But on information, you can see that
nothing
odd, other than normal life. Like you see a frog.
Can I have it?
No.
Frog.
Okay. There are insects out here, gnats and mosquitoes and
flies
like that.
Mosquitoes are the deadliest animals.
It is the middle of the night. Don't forget. Okay?
Cool.
All right. And she steps up to the wall, and then she...
Why is this getting louder?
It's getting closer. It's a flyby. Anyway, she steps up to the wall, and she pronounces a blessing in the name of Apollo, and she strums her lute and sings softly. The way, the passage, stand aside. And you see a sort of gray swirling energy appear on the wall of the city, and so that it enlarges so that the bottom of the circle touches the ground. You can't see through, but she says, you should be able to step through.
I will step after. I'll let her go first. So we go through the stick passage door thing. Portal.
Okay. As you step through, you kind of get the sensation of, like soft earth, but like mud basically passing over your skin. But when you come out the other side, you're completely clean. Like, well, whatever. Not completely clean because you weren't completely clean to start with.
It's because it just rocks through the mud.
Right. Okay. You can look then, to the right and forward, which direction sense would indicate direction, but I don't think either of you actually have that, but you have navigate. You have direction sense? Okay, so you know that to the right is the west, and ahead, kind of slightly to the right, is south.
Okay.
Okay? And that is toward the retreat. In the far distance, you can see a faint glow on the hill where the retreat sits, and you can tell that they have lanterns and torches. They keep the like courtyard and the walls lit all night long. And
so now we should probably wait.
It's probably about, it looks, I mean, just kind of guessing, but you'd say it's probably in the neighborhood of like, maybe
to be,
5 to 6 miles.
I'll try to be careful so we don't get spotted. And hopefully.
Okay. There's no trouble here, which was all that she said that she was concerned about. And so you can begin to make your way walking through the countryside, basically. There are farms between here and there. So there's no population. And there are also large copses of trees and stuff, so dark areas that, you know, could potentially conceal trouble. You can walk the road, or you can take a beeline, which would go, you know, directly there and probably be a little faster, but you'd be crossing people's property if you do that. So what do you want to do?
Beeline.
Okay. He suggests taking the more direct route. It will probably save a mile by the time you're done. It's probably a mile shorter to go directly than it is to take all the turns.
Well, it's shorter, but... it'll become way longer and especially more dangerous
if you run into trouble.
If some drunk man decides we're not allowed on his property. Something like that. You don't want that, do you? You probably do, don't.
I want to get home.
So do I. In one piece.
I forgot, she still has a dress on. I think that even if that's what she says, yes, she doesn't want to ruin her dress.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes? I thought you still had the dress.
You could change the hair to stay with Sean. Marjorie would have to, it would be tricky, like Dan would have to turn his head.
I mean, she doesn't want to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was asleep, so I fell asleep when she said go get some rest. Okay.
I put a piece of
roll
cloth.
Roll a d6. If you roll a 1, you woke up while she was changing.
No, I tied a piece of cloth around his eyes in case he woke up.
You would definitely not be able to do that without him waking
4.
Up. Okay. Anyway, he didn't wake up.
A 1.
She would probably help you be discreet if needed, like she could pull up a blanket or something. Okay, anyway, so yes, you're wearing whatever you want to be wearing. You're now walking the countryside. You're debating on whether to take the road or the more direct route.
I'm going direct route.
My guess is that if she chooses to go by the road, you won't leave her anyway, so you can say that if you want, but...
Let's go. I want to get home.
I mean, most people don't have a big issue with, like, people walking across their property. I mean, it's nothing like that.
You know, the only reason I don't go through any fields, like, that have freshly planted.
Yeah, I mean, what you see is mostly corn and wheat, and then it's rows. You can walk down the rows instead of walking, traipsing down the plants.
I don't see it.
Are you comfortable with that?
Fine.
Yeah.
Especially because going on the road with kids, like, other people could come on the road and it could be bad people.
So you're walking, fast forward about 20 minutes, you've crossed another piece of property, you've been through past the barn, you saw an old dog, and you just watched it, it didn't even bark.
Just
you saw some cows in the field, well, you go to cross up through a ditch, and up, which has some water in the bottom, you kind of have to leap over the water, it's about a foot and a half across, probably maybe like 2 inches deep. And then you're going up onto a road, and then you would just cross the road and go down onto the next person's property. But as you do that, you hear horse hooves on the road above. And it sounds like a group of individuals.
Down, down. And I duck down. I'm ducking down behind it.
Okay, so you're going to duck down in the ditch?
I'll pull out my dagger.
Yeah.
And get down.
Yeah, I pull out my stuff and get down. Well, like, I get down and pull it out. Get him to sleep.
My dagger's on my side, so I'll just get down and pull it out.
You hear somebody yell, "Hold!" And there's a small group of riders, 5 or 6 in number, and they basically stop on the road just above where you're hiding in the ditch. So they're maybe 20 feet away.
Am I able to recognize what they might be?
They're humans.
Could they be bad guys?
I mean, you were warned by Fiend that there's a lot of, like, brigands and ne'er-do-wells out here, and whoever it is riding around on horseback at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Are they old?
I mean...
Or young?
You can't... You haven't seen them. Right now you're hearing them. Just try to peek.
I'm not peeking.
Okay, so you're going to stay hidden?
Yeah.
Okay. So both of you roll a d20.
Oh.
7.
15.
I am low. He's going to win.
Okay, so you're down on the edge, so you're a little bit more up onto the bank, so you're closer to them, maybe 15, 18 feet to the closest rider. You can smell the horse, like horse poop and wet horse smell kind of thing. You're a little further down the bank, and you're sitting down, staying down low, so you shouldn't be seen, but you realize that the grass is still really soft where you are, and your knee sinks in, and you get water inside your pants and inside your... Like, on your skin. And it's, like, brackish, dark colored water.
Like, not moving, stagnant.
Cold?
It's definitely wet and cold. Yeah, so the temperature outside is probably in the mid to low 50s. You can see your breath, and you see the snorting of the horse's breath, or you could.
I will very, like, slowly and quietly lift my knee up for physical effect.
Okay.
Like, I'll wrap my cloak around
okay,
over
pull
it.
Pull your cloak around over it? Okay.
Yeah, but what I do is like this.
As you do that, you feel water run down your leg inside your pants. So, obviously, it got pretty soaked by the time you noticed it. Okay. But now you're not. You're sitting on the edge of your cloak. But it will eventually soak through your cloak. Okay, anyway, they're talking muffled amongst them, and you hear one of the guys say over the sounds of the snorting and stomping of the horses and like that, they're just kind of milling around in a circle, and you hear one of the guys say, "I swear I saw movement." "Well, there's nothing there now. We better make the carrot before dawn. We're still three short. Doesn't matter. Either we'll get the three there, or we just won't get paid as much. Fine. And then you hear the horses trot off, kind of basically in the direction that you just came from, but they're going by road and you're walking in the fields.
I will slowly okay. sit up.
So as they are moving off, roll your phone.
Me?
No, that's her.
Better than those.
You notice a faint bluish purple light, a little brighter than when the box was opened, shining out of the satchel.
Oh. Wait, do I have other ones? I'll peek over. I'll get up. I'll peek at the carriage. Is anything glowing from over there?
You mean the horses? No.
They might be close to the
piece. I'm going to grab a cloth, a piece of cloth in my bag and have a piece of cloth. It's my mom with the same.
You know that she wrapped it in a small cloth inside the satchel, and so you're kind of expecting maybe what happened if it came unwrapped. So there really was no light coming out previously, but now, I mean, you've been carrying around for an hour and a half.
Was there a light when she opened the box, too?
There was, but it wasn't covered inside the
what
box.
What if it hatched? I'm just going to slowly open it and peek in, and if it is uncovered, I'm going to cover it with the cloth I have.
Okay. Kneeling in the kind of muddy ground on the side of the road in the middle of the countryside, roughly half an hour from the retreat, you sling the satchel bag over in front of you and open it just to peek in, and what you see is somewhat amazing. And we'll stop there.
Ah,
I knew you were gonna stop there.
Always good to stop.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.